If you've been in a smart cafe lately, you might have noticed an interesting addition to the drinks menu. You know, along with macchiato or double espresso, you can get what's called a golden latte. Basically, this is turmeric mixed with hot milk, maybe along with some honey or cinnamon. And yes, it's the yellow powder that you've been using for years in curries that has become the ingredient in this beverage du jour. And as well as appearing in pharmacies and in health food shops in capsules and tablet supplements. So just as you've got down pat with how to say quinoa and acai berries, you may want to get your head around turmeric and the health benefits that are being ascribed to it. So what are those benefits? And does it matter what form you take it in? This is the burning question, and it's been sent to us from Angela. James Bullen from the ABC Science and Health Unit has been investigating it for Angela and for all of us. And to start with, James, what's in turmeric that makes it apparently so exciting?
Yeah, hi Amanda. It's an active compound in turmeric called curcumin. So this is a substance within it, and the interest in it was started in a study in 2006, and it showed that older people who eat more curry actually seem to have less cognitive decline, and that was a big study in Singapore. And obviously that could be due to a range of things, not just how much curry they ate, but it did pique the interest of researchers who thought that maybe the curcumin from turmeric could be part of why they had better cognitive function. And so there's been a bit of research around since then, and it's been found that curcumin has some antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, and it generally seems like quite a healthy spice.
Well, I know that in India and Sri Lanka, for example, well, turmeric is, of course, used lots in curries, but it is also used in those places in a hot milk drink as a remedy for colds. And people I know of Indian and Sri Lankan background think it's hilarious that hipster cafes are now serving turmeric milk drinks for, you know, $5 or $6. But is it better, James, to have turmeric fresh or powdered or in a capsule, or, you know, is it of any benefit to have it in a latte?
Yeah, well, having it in the powder form can be beneficial. You just don't know how much curcumin is going to be within the turmeric that you're consuming, because it could be up and down. And usually about a teaspoonful of turmeric, you might get about 100 milligrams or 150 milligrams of curcumin. And some studies have shown that that does have a benefit. But the other way that you can get it is in a capsule, supplements at a pharmacy or something like that. And again, it really varies based on the product. Some of them will have a lot of curcumin, some of them will make it easier for your body to absorb, but it's really up and down as to how much curcumin, how much of this active compound is within it.
Yeah, well, so if I had a golden chai latte once a week, would I be good to go?
Probably not, because the curcumin passes through your body really quickly, so you excrete it within a couple of hours. So to have those levels that are going to have those potential health benefits, you have to be eating it quite regularly. So in that sort of Indian diet, or maybe the diet of some other Asian countries where it's for most lunches and dinners, it might be present, or if you're having supplements most days of the week.
And is turmeric the only source for this curcumin?
No, I think it's in a couple of other vegetables or spices as well, but turmeric would be the main one.
Okay, in Life Matters, our science and health journalist James Bullen is tackling this week's burning question. It's supplied by Angela, and she wants to know, or wants us to scrutinise, the hype around turmeric, what its health benefits are and what's the best way to have it. So just tell me more about, you know, the health benefits that are being ascribed to curcumin, James.
Sure. Yeah, so it's been found to have some anti-inflammatory properties, and we know that inflammation can be connected to a range of diseases, arthritis, heart disease. So the idea is that because it has these anti-inflammatory properties, it could help reduce your overall risk of those diseases. And so there's been some research from the University of Newcastle, which has found that it has some cholesterol-lowering properties, especially when it's combined with a couple of other substances that also have cholesterol-lowering properties. So that could be beneficial for heart disease. And the other interesting thing is some research at Swinburne University, which shows that it could maybe have a bit of a cognitive benefit, particularly for older people. So they did this small study where they brought in a group of older people. Some had a curcumin supplement and some didn't. And over 28 days, those who did have it performed a bit better in cognitive tests. And they also had a better mood while they were performing the tests.
How solid is the research, though, into this area of turmeric curcumin? I mean, you know, you're mentioning small studies. Do they need to be replicated?
Yeah, they do need to be replicated, and they definitely need to be bigger, so bigger sample sizes. And all the researchers say that. They say, you know, it's promising, but it's very early days in terms of scientifically proving that this substance has significant health benefits.
The question really is turmeric safe? Can you actually overdo it? Are there any risks to taking it?
Yeah, it's pretty safe. If you have it, like just, you know, as a spice in your food, people have been doing that for centuries, and it's safe. It's not going to have any really bad side effects from taking too much. You might have an upset stomach or a headache, but those are some of the typical things you'd get from overeating anything. One thing that people should maybe watch out for or be careful about is people who are on blood thinning medications. So they should watch out because curcumin, it's actually an anticoagulant. So it makes your blood thinner in the same way that the blood thinning medications would. So it kind of doubles up on the effect. So if you're, say, having a surgery or going, you know, you might even cut yourself or injure yourself, you'll bleed quite significantly. So people who are on those medications already should perhaps be careful.
Okay, but otherwise it's okay to go for it. So, hey, have you tried a turmeric latte, James? I have to say that I haven't. I'm a pretty dedicated long black drinker, but have you had a golden chai latte?
I actually haven't, though I've heard that it tastes quite delicious. But I don't know if I'm quite hipster enough to go for it.
No, I'm definitely not. But if you think you are, go for it, or indeed in supplement form as well. Good on you, James. Thank you for investigating this particular burning question for us.
Thanks, Amanda.
James Bullen is from ABC Science and Health, and he's also written an article about turmeric. You'll be able to read it on ABC Online. And thanks to Angela for posing that question for us too. And look, if you have a burning question about health, a sort of general health inquiry that's piqued your interest, not a specific thing where you should be going to the doctor, but a general inquiry that you'd like us to check out, you can shoot an email to lifematters@abc.net.au.